This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha. Welcome back to our show here. It's hour number two, and the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And to finish up on that story that we were talking about before the break, basically, Chinese food importers are abandoning the United States of America. They're going to Brazil, Argentina, Thailand, Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore, Philippines, Vietnam, Brunei, Myanmar, Cambodia, and Laos. And they're also increasing their imports from the European Union, Australia, and Canada. So the trade war is having an impact. All right, we're going to go to the phones now. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You better take those tabs off. Something bad going to happen to you. How do you like that tweet from Trump to India?
It was during the campaign, it was cute and it was endearing. But I wish that Trump would spend a lot less time tweeting and more time being the president, to be very honest.
How about, yo, Trump, you better get that wall built or something bad going to happen to you.
we could do that.
Hey, Mike, you know what's the ironic about this whole situation? At least Iran protects their borders. We can't even protect our own. You know what I mean? By shooting down the U.S. You know, I mean, nothing has been done to this point. I mean, it's, what's today, the 27th? I mean,
yep.
Nothing. Where's all the infrastructure bill we're still waiting on? Where, you know, the wars keep going on, this or that. It's just, and then, I mean, he has time to tweet. I don't understand why he has no time to work out some kind of other things. I mean, you would think he'd be on the phone maybe with the Prime Minister Modi and talk to him. But he tweets it out. You know, Mike, I'm starting to think Trump is intentionally isolating us from the rest of the world. They're all moving away. I'm starting to think that. I think he wants
I don't know if it's intentional, and I don't think it's just Trump, but I think the behavior of the United States going back to George W. Bush is definitely driving the rest of the world away from us.
Because, you know, by 2030, India is going to be the third largest, I mean, the second largest economy of the world. We're going to drop the third because China's the number one, and they have a large internal economy now. So everybody says they don't need us, and in the next 10 years they're definitely not going to need us because there's other markets. Europe is a bigger market than us, but Europe's got its own problems, you know. But did you see Ford's laying off like 12,000 people in Europe?
Yeah, I heard that.
I told you about the steel shuttering over here, and then also, and I think it was in Britain, right? They're closing the steel plant in Britain.
Yes.
You know, I mean, so, and then you just saw the numbers come out. They revised down. All the numbers are rigged. I mean, there's no, I don't even think we're growing at like 1.5%. I really don't. I can't see us growing at 3%. You know,
The numbers are all rigged, and they'll come out with a number that sounds really good, and they'll make a big news story out of it, and then 3-4 months down the road, they'll say, well, we've had to revise that number downward.
But that's the thing, Mike. Like, they'll give Trump the numbers, but remember when he ran during the campaign, he knew it was all rigged. We're in a bubble and this or that, but I just find it odd how a lot of his supporters... Well, the economy's doing great now since Trump's in and Obama's not. Nothing's changed. It's getting worse, I think. Yeah, you know, it's but you know, nothing's been fixed. So how is it getting better? Yeah, you know, because Trump's in, it's better. That shouldn't be the way it works. It should work the way, you know, have some legitimate numbers, because, you know, like Wall Street, everything is phony, and long term that can't last because these numbers are all rigged. So I just don't see this lasting too much longer because I just watched the Duran on YouTube. They had about Russia's economy is better now since the sanctions.
Yes.
So maybe India economy and China's economy is going to be better with the sanctions and Iran because, you know, Belt and the Road and all this other, they can grow. You know,
yes.
Because Iran has a long time to deal with sanctions, so there's ways around that. And the Chinese know because they've been planning for a long time too. You know, but yeah, I don't understand Trump. I mean, he ran during the campaign all that about we're in the bubble and stuff, but just once he got in, he forgot about it. But I just don't know if it's him and the Federal Reserve. Because remember, he also railed on the Federal Reserve.
Yeah. Well, it may be that once Trump got into office, he looked around and realized that there wasn't a thing he could do about any of these problems. And that's why he's basically just sort of looked the other way now.
And I also watched the thing on, like, with the farm subsidies. They're going to need more money, which is a bailout. That's socialism. You know, that's like bailing out GM. You know, I mean, but, you know, I was thinking, you know, the corn shortage now, are they still putting ethanol in the corn? Because they're going to have to stop that. Either that or eat. But then they won't be able to export any corn because there won't be enough, right? So maybe Brazil, like you said, Brazil will take over that market. So it's not, it's a lose-lose for the farmers. Like, I mean.
It absolutely is. And yeah, it may force a review of this ethanol-based fuel, which was never really a workable idea to begin with. And, yeah, it's going to be a mess. And I'm hearing from all these people in the Midwest saying that, you know, the fields, even those fields that can be planted, are still way below the normal levels they would be for this time of year.
So their crop for this year is finished, basically. But
yes.
What about those markets? If Brazil takes over and then, you know, like to sell corn to other countries, say, we'll just be cut out of the market completely then. Like if, you know what I mean? Like it, maybe we won't be able to return to exporting corn like we used to if they start buying it from Brazil or I don't know. If
yeah, once we lose that market, it's not going to come back here easily, especially because of the growing concern over the GMOs.
And if the sanctions drag on, I remember somebody said, one of the economists, they said that short-term will benefit from the tariffs, which I didn't believe, but long-term China will benefit, which I do believe, though. You know, like I see them benefiting long-term because, like I said, they have a larger amount of population, and if they're rebuilding, I mean, they're building up their internal, you know, businesses and factories for themselves, they won't need us. But the problem is we ain't got nobody else. We don't make anything. Like, that's the bottom line. Like, we're in trouble.
That's,
you know,
the big problem, yeah.
So, but all right, Mike, have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates rejoining our network. We're going to go back to the phones to Nick in Arizona. Aloha, Nick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, the Constitution says that there should be imposed excise, ex post, custom, and duties. When they put the tax on the labor, the Constitution forbid taxing exports, and they were to tax imports. And when they passed the income tax law, they violated that phrase in the Constitution because they're pre-taxing.
Yes, they did.
You know? And then when they passed the fraudulent 13th Amendment that prohibited lawyers from holding public office and they were actually to be deported, they actually started that civil war because they wanted to mask over that 13th Amendment, and Judah Benjamin was involved with Jefferson Davis, and there was three top people who were involved with the banking system that were behind Lincoln, And those slaves did belong to the people, even though they legally owned them, but not lawfully. If it was over slavery, all he had to do was buy them back and then bring them back to where they were confiscated from or taken from. Every amendment after the 13th Amendment has been put in place to abolish the previous 13 amendments. And anybody who holds a Social Security card only has privilege and immunity, has no rights. You can't even question the public debt because only by statute does a citizen of the United States have privilege and immunity, because every United States citizen waived it when he took a Social Security card. And Roosevelt was not exactly
at the close of the Civil War. There were a whole string of constitutional amendments passed. And if you want to look at how our country was reformed, you need to study those. And in one of those constitutional amendments, it said that the legitimacy of the public debt could not be questioned. And that's where that originated.
Right. Yes. And then they gave the women the right to vote against the husband to cancel his ballot. They gave the right to children to vote against the mother and the father while they're still in school to cancel their ballot. And it just goes on and on. There's no more secured rights under the Constitution because they've all been abolished by the last 13 amendments. Even though people aren't smart enough to vote for president, and they've made it a direct vote because a United States citizen can only vote for an elector. He cannot vote for president. And when they gave the people, first of all, a United States citizen is not the same as a citizen of the United States. A citizen of the United States is one who lives on a 10-mile square, a federal enclave, or Micronesia, Virgin Islands, Samoa, North and South Marianas, and Puerto Rico. At one time, it was Hawaii and Alaska.
Yes.
As soon as they became states, then they were no longer citizens of the federal United States. And freedom of speech has also been canceled because they allowed Mr. Roosevelt to do the deal he was doing with the farm, which is having the problem with the corn today, whereby they taxed the food 281 times by the time you get to eat it or buy it at the store. And they even taxed the person who puts the food in the bag for you to take home. So
yes.
When you eat that, they control your movement by taxing your heartbeat as well as controlling your speech.
Well, I don't know about taxing the heartbeat. That's kind of getting a little bit out there. But I would agree with you. We're overtaxed. You know, we're spending way too much money on the federal government. We're not getting value for money. The government is spending all of our wealth on their war machine. We're in a wartime economy. They don't want to admit it, but that's exactly where we are. Anyway, Nick, I'm going to let you go here. We've got another caller waiting on the line, Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I just got home, turned you on. So I don't know if you covered this or not, about the debate from the Tulsi Gabbard, that she actually, Rudd's report, some others, had a wing by a wide margin.
Yes.
But I think this is awesome. This is really awesome. I tweeted it all over the place because the mainstream media is trying everything they can to stop it. I was at gym before, and I was not on a fake news network, a crap news network, and I have crap and neg, and it's not on a nothing but crap news network. I tweeted it and shared it on Facebook and shared it with everybody I could, put on Messenger. So that's the way to do it, folks. You can't let these people get away with this stuff. The reason why is Tulsi obviously was a lot more popular than they've been letting on. She's probably a lot higher in the polls than they're letting on. And she made a complete fool out of that neocon Tim Ryan, who, by the way, I just tweeted him that he's a fool. And he came up, he started with this stuff about Assad. I thought, actually, Assad is the Abraham Lincoln of Middle East. And that I said, the only gas you put to the only gas there is coming out of your filthy mouth. I told him.
Okay. So,
these people need to be brought to be made to understand that we know who they are, what they're about, and this is just great. By the way, I also heard that the something called the Daily Beast. I think that it's owned by George, the Nazi collaborator George Soros.
Yes.
They said that Russia conducted the polls. Can you believe these people? Can you believe them?
Boy, talk about desperation on the cusp of madness.
I mean, they are scared. They are scared of this woman. The thing I'm concerned about now is her safety. Okay?
Yes. She's
got to have good security because these people are desperate. Boy, they hate this woman. They hate her now, I think, worse than they hate Trump. She's making a mockery out of them, and they can't beat her. She's impossible. You can't beat her in a debate. If she wins the nomination and goes against Trump, Trump might as well just hang it up. He might as well forget it. He's done. Because
yes.
No way this draft dodger from the Vietnam era can even hope to match Tulsi with his warlike policies that he's conducting and the neocons in his administration. He's done. He might as well just hang it up. So, like I said, the thing I'm concerned right now is their safety, their security, because there's no telling what these monsters that run this country right now, corporate and government, might try. There's no telling. You know, just think JFK. So that's what my concern right now. But I'm telling you, she's got everybody in a dizzy right now. She's got everybody
yes.
in a dizzy. And it was better than I thought. I didn't, you know, I thought they would be able to squeeze, and they tried to squeeze her out. They tried to have her out. What happened is when she first, she must have been reading my mind. I said, go on here and start talking about the war and peace issue right away. So right away they wanted her to talk about some woman's issue, you know, where the woman makes less money than a man and all that, you know, the usual Democratic nonsense. She just ignored that and said and talked about her anti-war, how, you know, the service in the military, how anti-war she was, how we got to stop the regime change and all that stuff. And I knew, I said, wow, she did the right thing. She did absolutely the right thing. She has got these people, that's the identity politics nonsense, you know, that they were trying. I wasn't even going to bother with the debates tonight, but I might just watch them because I want to see what the other Democrat candidates are going to be saying now, because, you know, after what how successful she was, they may start to really make an anti-war turn, especially like I'd like to see what Bernie Sanders has to say. A few others, but I mean, she was great. She was just awesome. What do you think, Mike? Do you agree with me?
Oh, absolutely! I absolutely agree. We were talking about her at the top of the show, and you know, Drudge had a poll, put her at the top, and even though MSNBC tried to sort of marginalize her during the debates, Google was showing she was the most searched for name as soon as the debates were over. So she definitely caught everybody's right. eye or ear, as the case may be.
You know, we need to tweet her and tell her to put you in her cabinet. What do you think about that? Maybe make you Secretary of Defense.
By the time, if she wins the presidency, by the time she does that, I'm going to be in Indiana, not Hawaii, so I don't know how she'd feel about that. But again, I'm open to taking over NASA, and I think the only reason Trump didn't appoint me head of NASA this time was my plan to have all the ground crews dress up like apes every time a spaceship returned to Earth.
I'd like to see her invite you to Washington and make you Secretary of State. I think you'd make a good Secretary of State. You know? You'd certainly be better than the clown they got now. Right?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, that is just great. Indiana, no matter what, I mean, she's got to realize she needs people, you know, she needs people like you, because she definitely shouldn't make the same mistakes Trump made and put a bunch of warmongering evil, and I mean evil neocons.
Well, we'll see what her financial backers demand of her, because that's why Trump picked the people he did, because the money behind him said, yes, you will do this. Mark, we got to let you go. Got to take another break for a commercial. We got another caller waiting on the line. And we'll be right back.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Mo in Florida. Aloha, Mo. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I do have an observation I want to get your opinion on, obviously. But first of all, when you move to Indiana, I'm going to miss the aloha, and I wonder, are you going to answer the phone, Tippy Canoe?
I have not decided yet, but I've put a great deal of thought into it.
I'm going to miss the aloha. I hope you keep saying aloha. That was very, I don't know. I appreciate you.
I've had a lot of people say that, to just keep on using aloha, and, you know, everybody will just sort of shrug and say, well, yeah, he's in Indiana, but he's bringing a little bit of the islands with him.
Yep. It's very, I don't know. I've listened to you since you started, and it's, you know, it's just comforting. But the observation I had, Mike, is, you know, I just hate to say this because being a Ron Paul supporter, campaigned for him twice, I his non-aggression principle, the whole thing, non-war, just like we believe in. I think Tulsi Gabbard, she's very attractive. She's refreshing. She had some, you know, National Guard experience, which, you know, a lot of people have had, including George Bush. But, you know, to me, the thing I don't like, you know, she's a gun grabber, which I know, you know, that's irritating. But I think she could probably modify that policy. But my big concern is she's a CFR member, and, you know, she starts the conversation off right away with Al-Qaeda crashed the planes. Now, anybody, the question should be to her, which they would never ask, is how did Al-Qaeda spend months planning those explosives in the controlled demolition of the Twin Towers and the Solomon Building, Building 7? How did they do that without being detected? How did they get into those buildings for months when everybody with, like you say, two brain cells to rub together? No. You got to be stupid not to know that they didn't do this. It was a controlled demolition. Even Trump said it. So
yes.
She starts off her campaign with being, nobody's that stupid, or with a lie. So she's already, I think she's controlled opposition. And I hate to say that, because I wish we had somebody, you know, like you.
Well, Paul. if any of those Democrats up on that stage said something like that, that, you know, 9/11 was staged by the U.S. government and by Israel, the media would just destroy them before they'd ever get to the ballot box.
No, I know, and that's the sad truth of it. So here we go again, a bunch of BS, a controlled opposition. What I think is going on, people have woken up with their slumber and their fear after the, you know, the years after 9/11, and they know, because everybody has the internet, just about everybody I know knows that, that you know, 9/11 was an inside job. I mean, everybody knows it. Pretty much that has delved into it enough to do any investigation whatsoever, even a cursory investigation. It's obvious. It's a controlled demolition. So here she is, a CFR member, and you know they know that this stuff's coming out. So now they got the controlled opposition. They got a woman. She's a gun grabber. She's you know, it's sick. It just makes me sick, Mike. It makes me sick because I agree with you. You're not getting in. You wouldn't get to first base. Don't mention the dancing Israelis, you know, don't mention, Supreme Commander Clark, you know, and how this thing was planned, Iran, the whole thing. You know, you can't tell the truth and be elected. So what is the point here? She thinks she's going to get in there and all of a sudden say, yes, Israel, the Saudis, and the neocons did 9/11. She ain't going to do that. You know, so here we are starting the whole premise with a lie, and I don't mean to be depressing, but, you know, we just want a hero so bad that we finally realize the system's not going to let anybody in that is going to tell the truth.
No, they're not, and that's unfortunately the way it is. I mean, look at all the things that we know were lies in the past, and they're still officially being protected, like the Kennedy assassination, the sinking of the USS Maine. Officially, the cover story still holds, and nobody's supposed to challenge that. Now, we all applauded when Donald Trump, during the 2016 campaign, got up there and started challenging these official stories, and it's one of the reasons so many people voted for him. As far as Tulsi Gabbard is concerned, obviously, I don't agree with her on many of her topics, such as being a gun grabber. But I think it's great that she did as well as she did in the debates last night. And I'm definitely going to be watching what she's doing with a great deal of interest. And frankly, if by some amazing miracle she gets the nomination in 2020, I'm definitely going to be on her side because Trump has turned out to be this incredible disappointment.
Yeah, I understand, Mike, and I agree with you. I was hoping myself because anybody that's anti-war, I'm for. But, I just think that I think she's controlled opposition, Mike. But, you know, I want to keep the faith alive. I wish it was different, you know, and congratulations on your move. I'm glad to see you come home to the mainland, even though I miss Aloha, Mike.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right. One of the people in our control room said I ought to start the show with Shalom America and really freak everybody out. So I'll put that on the list of possible suggestions.
You have to join the CFR first, Mike. Don't take a Mensa member.
Okay,
don't
I have
worry.
To join the CFR. All right, well, listen, we're going to take another break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Here we're talking about the economic news here. And the G20, this year's G20, is just getting cranked up in Osaka, Japan. And people are kind of wondering, just what are they doing? What are they about? Because the G20 was formed 10 years ago at the level of heads of states and government to deal with the economic and financial crisis, which they did more or less successfully. This was in the aftermath of the mortgage-backed security meltdown and so forth. But now more and more people are saying, is what is its current role? Is that all it's good for, is reacting to crises? Or is it going to have a larger role in the world? Now, Trump came out with this bizarre statement ahead of the G20. He basically said any country attacking Japan, he would fight World War III. And Trump was speaking to Fox News Business Network, and he spoke of the bilateral trade deals of the G20 summit. And during his interview, Trump said, if Japan is attacked, we will fight World War III with our lives and with our treasure. Now, who does he think is going to attack Japan? That's the question that I think we need to be looking at. Does he think China is going to attack Japan? Does he think North Korea is going to attack Japan? it seems like this comment just sort of came out of nowhere. But he was on the phone with Fox Business News, and he's got to say things to sound presidential here, I guess. All righty, story coming on out of TouchstoneConnect.com. And they're talking about the decline and deterioration of Los Angeles. And apparently they quoted rock star Johnny Rotten saying that there's something rotten on Los Angeles beaches and it's ugly. And he's basically talking about what's going on Southern California's beaches. And they talk specifically about Venice Beach and about how beautiful it was back in 2007. And it was. And I remember I was back on Venice Beach. I don't even remember the year it was, but we were working on the movie Skate Town USA. And it was beautiful. It was everything that you saw in the travel guides. And today it's just littered with needles and human poop and homeless tents. And I'm sure that's got to be negatively impacting not only the tourism to the area, but the property values. And the Los Angeles City Council isn't doing anything about it. It's just like, well, that's just the way it's going to be. That's just the way it is. Some things will never change. And so forth and so on. But it's sad to think about, because I have fond memories of my time in Southern California. Claire has fond memories of San Francisco. So do I, for the short time that I was there. And now to see all these stories about just the mess in the streets, and you wonder, what the heck happened to this country? The answer is, of course, we're an empire in decline. We're spending what remains of the wealth of the nation waging war on countries that have done nothing wrong to us in the hope that somehow we'll be able to plunder enough wealth from them that we can sort of kind of maybe get our country back the way somebody thinks it ought to be, like with healthy infrastructure. Anyway, Bank of America has announced it will begin severing ties with companies that run private prisons and immigration detention facilities. It will no longer lend money to such companies. This is coming out of Bloomberg. So apparently Bank of America is taking a stand against private prisons and the detention facilities here. Now, as one of our callers pointed out earlier, the Supreme Court has blocked the citizenship question on the 2020 census for now. Emphasis on for now. Basically, the court said the administration's explanation for adding the question is insufficient and sent it back to the lower courts for further consideration. So this is a setback for Trump, but it's not the end of the issue. You could come on back. Now, obviously, I think there ought to be a citizenship question because the census shouldn't be counting people who are not citizens of this country, because it is the voting citizens with voting rights that determine where the voting district borders get drawn. All right, we're going to take a phone call now. James in Kansas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I'm curious as to whether or not the movie that is used in the sitcom Two and a Half Men is a movie set, or is it really a house on Malibu Beach?
I actually don't watch the show, but knowing production as I do, it's probably an interior set on a soundstage.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That's all, I wanted to know.
All right. They may use a real practical house on the beach for the exteriors, but for the interiors, just looking at the ads for the show that I've seen, it looks to me like it's a soundstage set. Getting on back to the issues of immigration, Apparently, thousands more National Guard troops are scheduled to arrive in Tijuana tomorrow to take unprecedented steps in securing Mexico's northern border and preventing migrants from crossing into the United States. Now, on Monday, Mexican Army troops removed two migrants from Las Playas, where other migrants have clashed with U.S. border agents in recent months. The troops, along with Mexico's immigration agency, checked identification for people gathered near the Tijuana beach, according to a video recorded by human rights activist Hugo Castro. And apparently, Apolinar Botello said he was among those whose ID was checked by the military troops. And he said, they told me I can't be this close to the border wall because I don't have documents or permits. At one point, they told me I can't even be on the beach. Now, something very weird has been going on because, as you know, the Democrats are making a big deal over these poor caged children, and they don't have supplies and they don't have enough food. And they're trying to say, oh, the Republicans, see how cruel they are, forgetting that all of these cages were originally set up under the Obama administration. And then you have these bills going through Congress to send humanitarian aid down to the border for these kids, and it gets voted down. And the reason is very simple. The Democrats want these kids to be suffering so they can blame Trump for it. They're willing to basically sacrifice the health and safety of these kids so they can make political hay over them. Which brings us to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I think it was yesterday we reported on these photos from a border protest in which Alexandria was crying at this fence. And a lot of people said, this feels staged. There's no reverse angle. We don't know what's on the other side of that fence. Well, apparently photos have surfaced showing how the photo op was shot. And yes, as a matter of fact, it was an empty parking lot. Alexandria was faking her tears over an empty parking lot. So, she's a phony. She's an absolute, absolute phony. Denmark will become the third Nordic country this year to form a leftist government after Social Democratic leader Mette Frederiksen agreed terms for a one-party minority government late yesterday. While the new left-leaning government is unlikely to fundamentally change Danish economic policy, Frederiksen, who at 41 becomes Denmark's youngest prime minister, has promised to increase welfare spending after years of austerity. Angela Merkel's had another episode of shaking uncontrollably that got caught on video. And so people are starting to say, there's got to be something wrong. And maybe it really is time for her to step down for medical reasons. Okay. Yeah, I saw the video. It was really bad. And yeah, she's definitely not healthy. Over at the Boeing company, they have found yet another flaw in the 737 MAX. And apparently they were running simulator tests, and government pilots discovered that a microprocessor failure could push the nose of the plane toward the ground. Now, they don't know that the microprocessor issue played a role in either of the two spectacular crashes we've had over the last couple of months. But when testing the potential failure of the microprocessor in the simulators, it was difficult for the test pilots to recover in a matter of seconds. And if you can't recover in a matter of seconds, that is an unreasonable risk. So, I understand a travel agency is putting together a package deal. Vacation in the Dominican Republic, fly you there on the 737 MAX. Over in Illinois, there is this debate going on about gun ownership. And it was a town hall hosted by Senator Julie Morrison during a discussion on Senate Bill 107, which seeks to ban all assault weapons. And a man in the audience stood up and pointed out how the law claiming assault weapons are dangerous was rather pointless because it allows people who pay the fine to keep their guns. Now, Senator Morrison responded by saying she'd changed her mind and she could now be leaning toward outright confiscation. And so the man in the audience said, "You want me to turn them over to the state police? Unless I pay a fine for each firearm and register them, then I get to keep them." And Morrison replied, "Okay." And then the man said, "If I get to keep it, if I pay a fine and register it, then how dangerous is it in the first place, and why do you need to ban it at all?" And apparently at that point, the audience erupted in applause. Over in Alabama, there's a Ford dealership coming up on the 4th of July. They decided to have a promo where if you bought a vehicle, you would get a free shotgun and a Bible and an American flag with the purchase of the vehicle. Ford's executive offices decided that was not the image they wanted to have, and they've asked this dealership to yank the offer, and the Alabama outfit has complied. I wonder if they'd already bought the shotguns. All righty. Vimeo, this censorship thing is getting way, way, way out of control. Vimeo has banned Project Veritas and Natural News on the same day as the criminal tech giants collude to silence independent journalism. And as you know, Project Veritas came out with a video talking about Google's engineering of their search engine to work against President Trump next year. Now, that's interference in an election, certainly far worse than anything Russia's accused of doing. But YouTube has banned the Pinterest investigation. Twitter suspends Veritas for the Pinterest story. Reddit bans Project Veritas. YouTube bans Google investigation. Vimeo removes the Project Veritas account. They're obviously working together. There's somebody at the top saying, "We need to censor XYZ." And all of these corporate social media companies are going along with it. Now, Google is now burying Mercola.com search results in what appears to be an escalating attack on all independent health, nutrition, and vaccine information. Got to protect the profits of Big Pharma. You know, how dare you think that you can cure yourself or treat yourself? That's just utter nonsense here. So, anyway, that Veritas video exposing Google, which has been banned by Google, is now available on Brighteon.com. So I think a lot more people are going to be starting going on over to Brighteon. And but so far, it doesn't appear to be succumbing to this epidemic of censorship. All righty. Companies like Google, YouTube, and Facebook are censoring media because of political bias. It is in direct violation of the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights, Articles 12, 18, 19, 20, 21, and Article 30. So hopefully the United Nations is going to do something about this. Over at Facebook, founder Mark Zuckerberg is now openly bragging about blocking pro-life ads in the upcoming Irish elections. There's no shame out there. These people know what they're doing. They're not ashamed of it. They think it's a good thing. They're proud of it. Yes, we are in control. It's like the control voice on the old Outer Limits. We will control all that you see and hear. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. I want to choose what I want to see and read and hear. Speaking of Google, apparently last weekend there was a little bit of a whoopsie with the Google Maps system that resulted in nearly 100 people driving their cars into the middle of a muddy field. where many of them became stuck. Some even suffered damage to their cars trying to get through the rough terrain. Little bit of a whoopsie there. Okay. Now, we've talked a lot about how vaccines don't seem to be effective anymore, and very often, in fact, seem to cause the diseases you're being vaccinated against. But the pharmaceutical industrial complex has come up with an answer. They're saying the viruses are evolving, and our current vaccines are not providing immunity, but don't worry, we're whipping up a new vaccine right now. Okay, we're going to take a break here for commercials. We'll be right back after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And apparently Twitter has decided that for the 2020 election, they will be censoring President Trump's tweets. And they're not going to delete them outright, but they will downrank those which violate Twitter's rules. They're going to have algorithms running on his Twitter feed, and those that the algorithms say are not appropriate will be downranked so that fewer people will see them. Okay, Donald, you got to do something about this right now. You can't ignore this one. Okay, we're going to take a phone call now. Charles in Michigan, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Chuck and Michael, I've been wondering about the influence of Israel, not just on our voting, but on the nation in general. It appears as though through infiltration, Israel has managed to take over our government, military, and many of our states. We have a number of laws that are being passed to protect Israel from our voice. That's about all I have to say for right now. There'll be more on other days. And sure appreciate your program.
Well, thank you very much.
Good luck in,
obviously,
good luck in Indiana.
Well, thank you very much. Obviously, these laws that are designed to protect Israel are really attacks on our freedom of speech. And I'm presuming that if one of them gets to the United States Supreme Court, that the Supreme Court will say, yeah, this is clearly a violation of the First Amendment. So, because we do have a right to complain about government. That's the reason for the First Amendment, to give us a right to complain about the actions of government without fear of reprisal, any government. So, yeah, I mean, it's a very unhealthy influence on our country. There's no question about that. Okay, well, very interestingly, over in the Atlantic, and I'm going to take a guess here, that a container fell off a cargo ship, but apparently hundreds of Nike trainers are washing up on beaches all across the Atlantic, from Ireland's windswept west coast to the sunny sands of the Bahamas. And obviously, they have been riding the currents for a very, very long time. And you might be surprised how many of those containers do get lost at sea. And so if you're shipping anything by shipping container, you'd better insure it, which is obviously what we're doing with our property. And but they do get lost. You know, the strapping will break and they'll fall. I've seen a photo of an entire container cargo ship with virtually the entire cargo sliding off to one side. So, okay, out in California and New York. Oh, we got to take a break here for station identification. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.